Radio nebulae from hyper-accreting X-ray binaries is common envelope precursors and persistent counterparts of fast radio bursts, by Narveen Sridhar et al. Roche lobe overflow from a donor star onto a black hole or neutron star binary companion can evolve to a phase of unstable runaway mass transfer, lasting as short as hundreds of orbits, is less than or equal to 10^2 years for a giant donor, and eventually culminating in a common envelope event. The highly super-Eddington accretion rates achieved during this brief phase, dot is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 dot EDD, are accompanied by intense mass loss in disk winds, analogous but even more extreme than ultra-luminous X-ray, ULX, sources in the nearby universe. Also in analogy with observed ULX, this expanding outflow will inflate an energetic backquote bubble of plasma into the circumbinary medium. Embedded within this bubble is a nebula of relativistic electrons heated at the termination shock of the faster V is greater than or equal to 0.1 C wind, jet from the inner accretion flow. We present a time-dependent, one-zone model for the synchrotron radio emission and other observable properties of such ULX backquote hypernebulae. If ULX jets are sources of repeating fast radio bursts, FRB, as recently proposed, such hypernebulae could generate persistent radio emission and contribute large and time-variable rotation measure to the bursts, consistent with those seen from FRB 20,121,102 and FRB 190520b. ULX hypernebulae can be discovered independent of an FRB association in radio surveys such as VLASS, as off-nuclear point sources whose fluxes can evolve significantly on timescales as short as years, possibly presaging energetic transients from common envelope mergers. This was radio nebulae from hyper-accreting X-ray binaries as common envelope precursors and persistent counterparts of fast radio bursts, by Narveen Sridhar et al.